KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN police have arrested over 260 undocumented migrants at an industrial site in Newcastle, northern KZN. The arrests made this morning form part of the SAPS Vala Umgodi operation. Police say they obtained a search warrant from a local court after receiving intelligence about undocumented foreigners employed at two clothing factories on Gutenberg Street. Spokesperson Robert Nichiwunda says the owners were found to have contravened the Immigration Act.
The two warehouse owners, aged 40 and 46 years old, were released on 1,000 rand bail each after arrangements were made with the court following positive verification of their physical addresses and their status in the country. The 268 illegal immigrants, whose ages range between 18 and 51 years old, were arrested, and after processing by the immigration officers from the Department of Home Affairs, they will be brought before the Newcastle Magistrate Court on Monday.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the registration of spaza shops is aimed at formalizing the township economy. He was speaking at the Presidential SMME and Cooperatives Awards in Johannesburg yesterday. Last week, the president gave vendors 21 days to register their businesses with local municipalities. It's amid a growing number of foodborne illnesses, which have left 25 children dead. Ramaphosa says informal traders play a vital role in supporting local communities.
The registration process is not meant to punish, it is meant to ensure that everything that has to do with the running of a business, from a health point of view, from a legal point of view, from an accountability point of view, is properly run.
An NPO says there's a growing need for enhanced legislation to safeguard whistleblowers. Today wraps up International Fraud and Corruption Awareness Week, which promotes anti-fraud education worldwide. The Southern African Institute of Government Auditors says those exposing corruption need to be protected. Here's the NPO's Kgogatso Maoko.
Where is the human element? Because we've had these frameworks, we've had all these reforms that are fighting corruption, yet it is still a systematic challenge that we are facing.
On the weather front in KZN tomorrow, there's cloudy conditions with the possibility of showers in the afternoon. Durban's reaching a high of 28 degrees, Pietermaritzburg, Richards Bay, Kokstad and Underberg 29, Newcastle 36, Ladysmith 35, Ulundi 33, Moy River 30 and 26 for Margate. In Durban, there's 2 metre swells at sea tomorrow morning with sunrise at 12 to 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.